You're listening to Nebraska Ag Almanac, which is produced by the University of Nebraska-Lincoln Extension. Once again, my guest is Justin Evertson with the Nebraska Forest Service here on the campus of University of Nebraska on the east side. Justin's going to talk to us about an interesting tree today, which is the Kentucky coffee tree. You told me before we started recording that it has an interesting history. Why don't you tell us about that?
Yeah, this is one of the really fascinating trees from a natural history perspective. The tree, they figured out, evolutionary biologists have figured out, it evolved over the Pleistocene, so the last 2 million years or so. And the tree probably evolved with what they call megafauna that went extinct as the last ice age kind of ended, so 30, 40,000 years ago. And the reason they know this is because the coffee tree has these big seed pods. They're quite tasty to large animals in the late winter looking for a snack. And so can you imagine maybe 50,000 years ago, big animals like rhinos or horses or gomphotheres trudging across the plains? They were eating these coffee tree seed pods. And inside that seed pod is a really hard seed the size of a milk dud. And we know that it had to be hard because it had to pass through the digestive tract of these animals and come out in the manure on the other end. Survived and ready to grow a new tree. That's the story of the coffee tree. The coffee tree was actually fading away with the loss of those megafauna about 30,000 years ago or so. But when North American people arrived, or excuse me, Europeans arrived in North America a few hundred years ago, they started using the coffee tree seed as an alternative to coffee. They roasted the seeds, they ground them, they made a coffee-like drink out of it. I guess this was before Starbucks. And so they needed a coffee-like drink, made a coffee drink, and that's how it got its name, the Kentucky coffee tree.
Can you still do that?
You can still do that. Be careful, you got to roast those seeds.
Got to roast them.
If you just eat them, they're going to not be palatable to your digestive system, if you know what I mean.
Gotcha. So we come to today then. And the Kentucky coffee tree is still available. And you're saying that it's still a good choice for the landscape.
Yeah, it's a good tree for the landscape. It gets a little bit of a bad reputation because it is an ugly duckling when it's young. There's not an uglier tree in the landscape when it's about 3 or 4 years old because it's just got one main trunk and a few spindly branches. But as it matures, it becomes one of the most graceful trees in the landscape. Really a great form and architecture to it.
So how tall can we expect a Kentucky coffee tree, and how long does it take to get there?
Yeah, the nice thing about a coffee tree is it doesn't get huge like some of our other shade trees. It'll get 50 to 60 feet tall and 30 to 50 feet wide over time. It grows fairly quickly when young, but slows down nicely with maturity. The other thing about the coffee tree, is it has the largest leaf of any of our native trees. It's a compound leaf, so it's a little bit confusing to people, but the little leaflets on that spread out about 2 feet, bipinnately compound leaf. And so when those leaves fall in the winter, the tree takes on this very coarse, beautiful architecture.
But they still have the seed pods, and as I'm reading my notes here, that can get a little messy, but we're not going to let that stop us from planting one, right?
Right, that's a very good point. The female tree will produce seeds, and those seeds can be very messy, and so if people are worried about that, don't plant a coffee tree right by your driveway. There are male cloned forms available in the nursery industry. Look for one called Espresso, and it won't produce seeds.
In the time we have left, which is about 20 seconds, it's still a nice tree for us to plant in the yard, and it will grow in a variety of conditions.
Right. It's one of the easiest trees to grow. Takes all kinds of soil, water conditions, and tolerates our climate real well.
Thanks for coming in, Justin. I appreciate you telling us about the Kentucky coffee tree. You've been listening to Nebraska Ag Almanac, which is produced by the University of Nebraska-Lincoln Extension, where you can know how, know now.